Y'all already know, man. It's AR Ag, King Ag. I run Philly, and we on Thugged Out Thursdays, man.
With who?
Ching Bing
and Mike Doof, East Coast Pre-Road King.
You gotta relax.
Yeah. Relax.
Nine hard, tense off, head shot, spin off, made a 100, off my SIM card, gome out, collie, he gone, sent off, dub chumps, shot me, leak moss, went off, high tech, leaning, clip full of demons, hopped out of Ollie's hat, grown men screaming, I draw, too fast, he ain't seen it, he just felt it, hit the semen, my block run like it got a warrant. Every time I bought a gun, I put a body on it. Every time I bought a brick, it got insurance. This clip shoot for an hour, it got endurance. Elbow deep when I go and drop it. My refrigerator full of my orange boxes. I ain't trying to talk unless we talk a profit. On my last lick, we had to take a hostage. Number 9-8, selling grams on a crate. Bagging up, drying off 8 with a fan and a plate. I just seen my favorite aunt smoking straight. She waited till I left, came back and bought 8. That nigga called for a brick. I told him, just wait. Showed him a phone book wrapped up in duct tape. Nigga tried diss me, they ain't work yet. My pockets full of blue faces. Smurfette.
Smurfette.
I pledge allegiance to this Desert Eagle. My dope block look like Resident Evil.
I got a boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sellin' drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday.
Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of the head. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Yo, y'all 2 minutes, is hip-hop new. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, trap, I'm a trap. I got a boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Yo, this is motherfucking Thugged Out Thursdays.
It's motherfucking live Thugged Out Thursday. You already know. Ching Bing, what it is. Set it off, baby.
Listen, man. We got a motherfucking legend in the motherfucking house.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Oh, man, I got the realest nigga that ever did it.
We got AR Av in the Philly is in the motherfucking building. Make some motherfucking noise, man.
Some noise for AR Av, baby.
Listen, yo, man. Yo, AR Av, let me tell you something, man.
What's going on?
We got the call that, you know what I'm saying, you was going to come to Thugged Out Thursday. I was like some real gangster shit. I said, man, you a good brother, man.
I appreciate that, brother.
Heard so much about you.
Yeah.
The streets know a lot about
streets,
you.
Yeah. The streets
know a lot about you. My bones at. You got to understand, a lot of rappers got in the street after they got a rap buzz.
Right.
You understand? I never really got in trouble after I started rapping.
Yeah.
All my trouble were really before growing up in the hood. Whereas I got the same pair of sneakers on for a year. And it just, I wanted some sneakers. You know what I'm saying? That's when I got my troubles.
Yeah.
So a lot of these rappers, you wait till you become a millionaire to carry a gun and just get locked up for guns and drugs. And
us street niggas is not
trying
to do that.
You in jail talking like you just like, yeah, I just did my time and all that. They I'm the new us, Tupac. Motherfucker, you're a millionaire.
For real.
Are you close to it? You got to understand.
That's it's what people like us. Away from.
We would love to be in their shoes.
For real.
Like, I don't, like, I would rather, when I was in prison,
mm-hmm.
I used to be thinking, like, damn, man. I was thinking about all the guys that didn't have to come to prison. That's not in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I called that boy a coward before. But like, he's home.
Right.
Getting money. Having sex with beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the fool?
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm in prison.
Right.
I was just chasing wreck and wanted, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not in prison. He's having sex with his wife, taking care of his children. She not, so my, in my mind, I'm like, damn, maybe this is, I'm trying to do something else.
Right.
Yeah. And then when I start hanging around with Cassidy,
yeah,
I watch him make 30 grand a show.
Wow.
Right? And this without a tour. Mm-hmm. I watch him get booked 3 times every weekend
Rose,
for like a 8 month straight. So I watch Cassidy get booked every weekend.
You
want
you
want a couple champagne? No, I'm cool.
Okay.
And that's what made me want to rap. I watched the boy get 30 grand
and
Friday, you, Saturday, Sunday for like 6 to 8 months straight.
Wow.
I said, man, I don't give a fuck what you doing out in the street. You ain't making more money than this.
Leave it alone.
I said, this is what I got to
do.
That's
brick
money.
That's brick money.
That's Roby money.
I made one day, listen.
Yeah, house money.
One day I had some features set up, right? It was a Saturday. And this was feature money. I made like 8 grand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to myself, you know how much drugs and you got to sell to make 8 grand profit?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You know how many risks you got to take to make $8,000 profit?
Niggas don't know. Yeah. Shit real, B.
You might get a point off a brick, a stack of 2 grand off a brick.
Right.
So I got to sell like four bricks to make $8,000. Mm-hmm. I got to rob Dirty. I got to do this. He might want to rob me. I don't know. And it's just.
You got to grind hard.
I said, that rap money's the best thing, man. Yeah, it's just clean cash, man.
That's right.
When they put the thousands in your hand and you like, I got like 5 grand just to get on the stage and rap.
Mm. Wow.
How'd that feel? How did that feel?
Oh, my God. Because it was like I was still in the streets at the time. This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm in the streets making money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, I got this show for 5,000.
Yeah.
So I'm putting in my flip, and then he gave me 3 grand to do a feature. Boom. You know what I'm saying? So
all of it to the flip.
So listen, at the end of the month, I'm like, what the fuck? How can I get all this money?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't flipped this much. And I'm like, oh, that rap money, man. I start adding up all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 month, I made 50,000 off rap.
Mm-hmm.
When Drake said my name,
yeah,
Drake said pulled up with a rave plan.
That's what I was going to ask you.
I made 50K that month off rap, man.
Ooh. That's real.
And it was like, dang it.
I got
at the time, I only had probably like, I'm going to be honest, I might have had like 15 or 20 grand in my name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You think what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like 2-3 months home from prison.
Yeah, that changed your life, of course.
I'm trying to get my feet, like, I really don't want to be in the streets like that. I just coming home.
Yeah.
And then when Drake said my name, I woke up, my fucking phone wouldn't stop.
Mm.
Notifications wouldn't stop.
Wow.
So now when I answer the phone, it's like 5,000.
Yeah.
7,500.
That's right.
10 grand.
That's right.
4 grand. It was just, I was making up numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how
What you want? Oh, you want me to come where? 6,000? All right. Oh, yeah.
Right. You just thought it out there. Right. Says they jump on it.
I gave him my trap phone. That's his worth.
I said, I looked at my little cousin here. He got a trap phone.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm doing this shit.
That was dope.
It's more
man.
Money. See, a lot of people sell drugs or get in the streets. Or rappers, they want to affiliate themselves with the streets just to be a street nigga.
Right.
We really did it for the money.
Right.
So if I can make more money somewhere else, I quit.
Right.
That's right. All day.
If I can sell headphones and I make the same, even close to what I make in the streets, I'm going to sell headphones.
That's right.
I'm a hustler. I never was a drug dealer.
That's right.
There's a difference. Some people want to be drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in it for the money.
Right.
If somebody came with a better opportunity, if they say, all right, how much you make a week in drug dealing? If I say I make, 4 grand a week? If you say, all right, listen, I got a construction job to make 6 grand a week, I quit.
That's right. All day.
You know what I'm saying? We was in it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see rappers, they wait till they get on and want to. Mm-hmm. It's not even that much money in the streets.
Want to show how tough
you
want
to go back
are.
To the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll hear about a rapper getting caught with coke. And,
nah.
And my mom's like, bro, it's not even that much money there.
It don't make no sense.
It's not. You're not going to make 50-100 grand.
For real.
It's going to take you like a year to make that
shit.
And you got to have some shit. And you got to not get locked up or robbed or killed. Within that year to make that song.
That's true.
I just never understood that. Before they ever heard about me, you got to understand, I did that first.
Right.
When I started fucking with Cass, I quit.
That's what made you start rapping.
Yeah, because I seen him on TV,
mm-hmm.
and he told me, hey, I'm going to make you a millionaire.
That's
and I just believed it. Like, damn,
how you met Cass?
You got to understand, he on TV. I'm like, you going to make me a millionaire? I quit.
You grew up with Cass? Or you
Cass is a visitor from my neighborhood, but
okay.
I didn't know him.
Mm.
Didn't see him for real.
Right. Mm.
He left when he was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
But he still was cool with everybody from down from his block.
Right.
I'm from like 3 blocks down.
Mm-hmm.
So we got mutual friends. One of my best friends is like his best friend.
Right.
So he'd always say, yo, my homie Barry, my homie Barry. That was before he was Cassidy. Mm-hmm. So you gotta hear him. He used to give me his tapes. I'm like, this motherfucker. It's back in the day. Mm-hmm. When he used to spend all them, mm-hmm. all them punchlines yeah, and shit. Yeah, I'm like, this nigga hot as a motherfucker, man. Yeah. Nah, then he got signed with Rough Riders. Mm-hmm. And there was times where my homie be like, yo, my break, come on. Come with me. You about to go with Cassidy. And I go with him, and none of the motherfuckers don't know me. Mm-hmm. Like this. Everybody went, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Yeah. I just jump in the car and just mob. And then I start seeing, like, these guys ain't really, like, mm-hmm. You know, all we in it like I am, right, you know what I'm saying? And I started, that's how I met him. Mm-hmm. And I went to jail. When I came home, he just like pulled up on me with my friends said, listen, I need somebody like you around me. Mm-hmm. I'm having trouble with these guys in my neighborhood. I just need you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He said, listen, we're going to be millionaires. We're going to get this. We're going to get that. You got to understand, I just come home from jail.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got a woman.
Yeah.
We got an apartment. I'm trying to get her a car. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to save my money. And he come with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I left the streets alone at that time. No doubt. With him. My second month with him, I was on the run for a murder.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucking with him. And they ain't opened the case in like 2 months. So when he went to jail, he really turned himself in. Mm-hmm. He said, come on, how are we going to turn ourselves in? I said, hell no. I'm from the street.
They got to come back.
Like, we not going to make their job easy. They going to earn this money.
For real.
I ran for like 10 months. Yeah, only thing about being on the run is like being in jail. You can't really, especially if you're going to run for a homicide.
Right.
You can't make no money.
No doubt. Because everybody.
So guess what happened? I'm going to run. I found myself trying to rob people, and I made it even worse for myself. Mm-hmm. I caught a couple more shoes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
We in a room. I'm scared to come outside because I'm on the news. And it was just like, man, I got to start robbing people. I got to start doing. I went to different areas in Philly. Yeah. Try to open up strips.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't belong up here. I got my workers out there. They shooting at my worker every day. And I got to come up there. It was a whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get back. I got back in the streets once Cash turned himself in,
because
I ain't got no income.
Mm-hmm.
I got back out there. I started getting depressed. Man. I can't make no money.
Mm-hmm.
I got a baby on the way. There's a whole bunch of shit. I'm like, man, I'm so my mom's crib. I just start chilling in my mom's crib. I'm surprised they ain't been coming and got me. I was in my mom's house for like two months before they came and got me. When they came and locked me up, Cash was on his way out. So I see him one time, right? He ready to leave. The day he ready to leave, I'm going to court in prison. So he walking past the cell, banging on the cell, like, yo, I never seen him in jail because we was in the same jail, but he was like in a protective custody block, like the,
They put
the administrative block, you know what I mean? So when I see him walking past, I'm like, boom, 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 like, yo, what's up? He said, oh, shit, what's up, man? I said, listen, bro. First, I ain't want to say nothing between, right? So it's about this many people in the cell.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, it's like 34, not saying nothing awesome. Yeah. But I had no lawyer at the time. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
This is so crazy. He's talking about Cassidy. Y'all understand what's going on? This shit
so
is
check
crazy.
This out, bro. I don't have a lawyer at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is being a holding cell for 30 people in here.
Wow.
Man, like, man, Cassidy, man, talk to your lawyer, man. Call a body phone, talk to your lawyer. I'm like, chill.
Yeah.
I'm like, chill, bro, chill. He said, man, if you don't say something to him, I'm going to say something to him.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm in job love. I grew up in prisons and I'm from the streets. Everybody know me.
Yeah.
They're like, man, tell that boy, give some lawyer money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Maya, it's just me and him all right. I don't wanna like ruffle his feathers. So I'm like, he about to leave though. Yeah. I said, bro, you had two lawyers, right? He's like, yeah. I said, man, can you tell him to help me? Write my joint. He said, all right, I got you. I said, listen, take my man number. I slid the number on the door, he took the number. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up, man. Now I'm thinking in my mind, like,
good.
Now I'm about to have a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my man calling day after day. First he answered, then he stopped answering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you got to keep it real so you fucked up.
Right.
You understand? I'm in the music industry now, so I know that people really fucked up.
Yeah, of course.
But if you don't keep it real with a nigga,
they don't know. Especially.
I'm thinking he dissing me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, this nigga. So my man, like, man, nigga, answer your fucking phone, bro. He's saying, my man, like, man, he ain't answering my calls, man. So my man getting agitated. I got my mom trying to get in touch with the nigga.
Mm.
I don't got no lawyer. Guess who paid my lawyer?
Who?
My mother.
Wow.
My grandma. My aunt and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
They put their little checks together and paid for my lawyer.
Come through for the family.
The women.
Of course, man.
This is the women.
That's real.
This is why I got so much respect for women.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? No, they're going to take care of you, man. That's when nobody real. Else
you
do.
You all right.
women. So when I got home, I seen Cass. And I'm like, I got hooked up with him, went to his house. And he said, come on. So I said, fuck it, I'm going. All my homies, like, you got to understand, like, we don't know celebrities in L.A., but... Ab, you with Cassidy, you ready to blow. So everybody said, Ab, do not come back to Philly. Because Cass is living out here. He said, stay out there with Cass. Do not come back to Philly. I'm like, all right. At first couple of months, I'm just like, yeah, this shit ready to pay off. I'm on BT, right, man, for him. I'm here, I'm there. I'm doing all this shit. I'm in the studio with Swiss. Everybody fucking with me. 6-7 months down the line, you just like, you broke. It's different when he pull up in the car. He got three girls coming to see him. But it's him, me, him, and another guy. And me and my homie, we both broke. Our hair is peasy. Smell a little musty. He didn't dress nice. So when the girls come, you just like, I don't even want to talk. I'm like, I'm like, man, I don't. I know my underarms stinking, my feet stinking right now. You dig know what I'm saying?
Real nigga shit.
I'm in your crib.
See, thugged out Thursdays. Real nigga shit.
I'm in your house laying on your couch.
Yo, Av in the building giving us that street shit.
I know
shit.
I'm fucked up.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, Cass, you know, he should have kept it real, Cindy.
So, when you came home, so he never kept it. So, how did you know he was fucked up? Like, did y'all ever get to speak?
I didn't know, but after a while, like, then Drinking Tuesday came out of the blue. I first came home. He said, Ab is a little tight right now. I got a little something for you. He gave me $200.
Oh,
mind you, I fought a body.
Serious?
They was basically extorting you up that nigga. I came through for you. Something like this.
This is hip hop.
So I'm looking like this.
This is the
but
industry,
you understand, my vision was
being
a rapper.
Yeah.
My vision was, I'm going to be a rapper. I got to suffer. This is grind mode.
Yeah. Right.
So I slept on couches. Yeah. I slept on floors. My baby mom calling me a bum
because
I can't afford to buy my kids nothing.
Yeah.
My son nothing because I'm on the road with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do pass me $200-$400, I shoot back to Philly.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? I shoot back to Philly. I got $400 from him. I'm going to give my mom a deuce, give my son got him some sneakers. And little Bean, I'ma have got to hold me over and got to pay my bus ride back out in New York.
Yeah.
Get with him. So I went through that for a year and a half, man. It was time I was hungry as shit. He got 6 packs of cookies on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, Cass, man, you down, get a couple cookies. He said, man, you got to ask little Cass. My little Cass, 4 years old. I couldn't fathom. I couldn't swallow my pride to ask a 4 year old for some cookies. I'm really hungry for real.
So I'm like this. That's some real shit, man.
So listen, this is what I have to do. When they went to sleep, they upstairs sleep. I gotta go in there. I gotta take 3 cookies out, make sure the cookies ain't look like something I took out. I'm hungry. And check us out.
That shit is crazy.
Check us out. If I would have told my friends this,
they wouldn't believe you.
They would have hurt him.
Of course.
They would have hurt him.
No doubt. So you was basically saving.
I would just do every day.
Everybody outside is looking different.
So it's love there with me. If I'm living with you every day for a year straight, I'll fuck with you. I really got love for you. But come on, man. Like, I'm hungry. So when I got to come on, when I come on to Philly, right? And I got to ask my man, like, you got to go a couple of hours, man? Looking at me like, what's up? He ain't doing a fight. I'm like, man, you know what I mean? Make excuses. You know how that shit is. Long story short, I just quit that shit.
Yeah.
I went back in the trenches.
No doubt.
I stopped going back in the trenches.
So now when he pulled up on me, it's like this.
Now we go out to eat. Come on, I got everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought that house. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, quarter case. That's why I just went upstate for a couple years. You dig what I'm saying? So it was just...
And you come back home and you still the king of Philly right now.
Well, at the end of the day, everybody understand.
Listen, man. You are the king of Philly right now.
Hands down.
And then, so, all right, now...
OBH. I'm running the underground. I'm running the streets.
Listen, man.
Let's fast forward to when you... All right, you came home now. This is about the time when you met Meek Mills?
I met Meek Mills back in the day. I met Meek Mills like 07.
Oh, 07, okay.
So I met Meek Mills right before Meek was on. I had a Ford Surface chain. Now, mind you, Meek was famous in Philadelphia since he was like 14, 15.
Right? He was making noise.
Yeah, on the rapper side. Meek was the guy, everybody know him. He ride around on the bikes. It was like a group of like 40 kids. They take the front wheel off their pedal bikes. and Ron ran the whole city without a fucking front wheel. He was in a clips video back in the day, Ron Willing and shit. So I knew him from the DVD rap era. Everybody knew him. He already was popular. So when he seen me with the Full Surface Channel down South Street, we stopped, we took each other's numbers, and I did a song with him. But this really made me say, damn, this boy gonna be something. Because I came home from jail, I was in my mom's house with my little brother, my youngest brother, and like eight of his friends. All day phones start ringing. They had Meek Mill's in the ringtone.
Oh, shit.
I said, what the fuck is this nigga? I'm just coming home from beating a murder. I'm like, who is this little nigga? So I YouTubed. I'm like, oh, all right. Every little kid in Philadelphia from two
to that's hard. Shout out to Meek Mill, man. Free Meek Mill.
Everybody knew who he was. Shout out to Meek
Mill. On three, you gotta relax. One, two, three, you gotta relax. Oh, man, this is so great, man. Philadelphia is, like I said, man, we got A.R. Av in the building. He said Drake gave him a shout out and his fucking DM, everything went crazy from there.
I mean, 50,000 that month. Yeah, off 50, rap. Off rap. It's not a lot of money to certain people.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's a lot of money.
50,000 in 1 month. And I got it. It's not like I had it in a pile.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
There's 50 grand right here.
Listen.
I got other money.
Yeah.
So I can look at that 50 like that.
Yeah.
It I'm excited about this. Cash money right
there. Yeah, it's cash. Let me ask you something, my brother. You rep Philadelphia. I know you love. They got the Super Bowl. Shout out to Philadelphia, the Eagles.
Oh, listen, my God. That's probably one of the most happiest moments of my life.
I know. I see you won 250.
250. How did that feel? 200. You got 200. Okay. How did it feel for Birdman to give you that 200?
What it was, is check us out.
What happened? How did that bet go
about? I was betting in Vegas already.
Yeah.
When the game we won to get to the Super Bowl, Vegas gave Philly 6 points. So we was putting 10 grand on the Eagles out of Vegas.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? The bookies and
automatically win. So you won two times.
Birdman texted me right after that and was like, yo, you want to bet some money on the Eagles? You like them, right? I said, yeah, I like them. Yeah. I said, listen, Vegas giving us 6 points. Matter of fact, it was a week later. I said, Vegas giving us 6 points. He said, man, we's blood money, man. Yeah. Like, we going to bet straight up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, you know what, man? All right, fuck it, we could bet.
Yeah.
He said, what you want to bet? Mind you, I had my guys in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, my guys, we in the trenches with it.
Yeah.
So my guys said, man, tell boy, we got our own money. Man, tell boy, bet it. I said, all right, man, bet a dime. He said, man, bet 100. Bet whatever. I'm like, I looked at my homies. They said, bet it. I said, bet it.
Yeah.
Right? Bet the 100.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I got the strongest unit in Philly on the money tip and on the street tip. So we cool. We going to cover this shit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So check us out. So now I'm bullshitting. I'm just counting some money. I texted him. I said, man, bet 150. I sent him the video. I said, man, you want, man, bet 150. We really getting some money. And I was sending the video. I was joking. This boy is dead serious. Man, bet 150. I said, you serious? So I'm like, man, you know what, man, listen. I'm going to back out. We got to back up. I don't want to bet, man. I'm backing out of this shit, man.
Yeah.
He kept fucking on. He said, come on, man. You got to bet something, man. Bet anything.
Yeah.
I said, man, I'm back. I don't want to. He's pressing me into the bet.
Yeah.
I said, you know what, man? Fuck it. Bet it.
Cash money.
So in the middle of the game, I think we went up to 200 right before the game.
Because
we kept going back and forth talking shit. So in the middle of the game, he was like, I think they went up 1 point at that point. He said, bet the 200. We got the ball back. I like how defense playing.
Yeah.
Looked at my niggas. Y'all gonna help me if I lose? He said, well, if you lose, we gonna cover. Yeah. We gonna put me and my cousin right there.
Yeah.
He said he'll put like 50 up.
Yeah.
My man put his 50. I mean, I probably put the bean. We done figured it out.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, bet the bag. I won. You know what I'm saying? I was happy as shit.
I know you were.
I had a little Super Bowl get together too. I had the money right on the floor. I had all the niggas in there, the women in there. So the women fucked up because I got 200. We got 200 grand on the floor, and it's peaceful. This is my city. This is my men. Everybody follow protocol.
No doubt.
I go around my neighborhood with a bag, $1 million in a bag, sitting in the middle of the street. Go to the store 3 blocks over and come back. It's gonna be right there.
That's what's up.
This is my neighbor. Big I grew up.
Listen, ARF. Listen, man.
This is my, it's my neighbor. I grew up in the neighborhood. That's right. It's not out of fear. Right. It's out of love and respect.
That's right.
I grew up. Any success I had, I gave it back to the hood.
That's right.
I never, if I got this much success, I'm coming to the hood with it.
That's right.
If I got, if I'm in the limelight right now to focus on me, I'm bringing five rappers in my hood with me. They rap too. My old always say, hey, man, you ain't gonna never get risked on that, man. He said, you making all these chiefs, you making all these Indian chiefs, man. It gotta be some, gotta be working. You're making everybody a boss. So hey, all my OGs just tell me, I gotta, since we was a kid on a block, I don't wanna have no workers. I'm fronting all y'all the way. And that's how I was. Matter of fact, here's a gun.
Go,
you know what I'm saying? So that's how, and that's how, and that's how me and my all my, that's how I got all my hood. So let's say I got 100 or 200 people that's with me. It's not out of fear. It's out of love. You gotta understand. I got brothers too. So my brother, the leader in his age range. My other brother, leading his age range, and I'm the leader in my age range. You know what I'm saying? So we all bought. I'm from here. My brother be up here, and my other brother be all the way over there. So we brought all that shit together. It's one and one. I mean, on the music tip.
Let me tell you something.
And we grew up, and it's not like they scared of us. We grew up.
That's how it's supposed to be.
We all like, I know they moms. So when I got beef with a rapper guy in my city or whatever, they got to understand. I tell them, I said, listen,
we're going to see each other.
They're going to run. They're going to do what they got to do because you're rich.
Yeah.
Remember, you ain't had the money?
Yeah.
Did you have 50 people saying they're going to do something for you? I'm saying, y'all can't beat me because we all love each other. This is my blood relatives. First of all, I got 10 of my blood relatives around me. That's my blood relative, relative right there. I got brothers. All my brothers, my brother, one of my brothers did 9 years in prison. All my brothers is certified. All my blood cousins, same last name, is certified. This is how this is how we build the foundation through blood ties. And then all our best, you understand, we grew up, like I said, I know everybody, mom. So when I do a show and there's 100 people with, here with me, they're not trying to like sneak a peek at the stage or look at the artist. They there to make sure Ab get home safe. Make sure my big brother get home. Because they understand, if they go to prison or anything, I bells them out. I go to my best friend crib, pick this mom off the floor, lay in the bed, put the covers over, give her hundreds of dollars, get an electric heat cut on. My best friend. It's not a person in my facility that know, that facility that know me. I don't send them no money while they're in prison. Why they help pay their bills. Or if their kids need school clothes, I go give it to them. You understand what
that's
I'm saying?
Real, that's
like,
real
this
shit.
Is how I'm looked at. Like, this is how I'm looked at in my neighborhood. So it's not like I got all these people, they just, no, they love me. This is what I did all my life, though. I took care of everybody. I never made as much money as I could have made because if I got $10,000, guess what I'm going to do?
You're going to give away
seven. What you call me? Need a lawyer.
Yeah.
Here go two.
Yeah.
He need that, boom. He call, yo, man, I'm locked up, girl. Here, boom.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? And this is how I operate. I go broke with my guys. We gonna go broke. We gonna sit here broke together. Or we gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah, we gonna figure it out.
You got a contract with Cash Money? You signed the Cash Money?
No, I didn't sign the Cash Money. It was a,
yeah.
It was just some big homie shit. I'm not gonna lie to you. He fucked with the way I was moving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once motherfuckers meet me, understand, like, they see my movement.
So you met Cash Money. You met Cash Money after Drake bigged you up on the record.
Yeah, I met Baby through Compton Menace.
Okay.
From the West Coast.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. When I was in Trey had a Compton movie.
Two Tone.
He called me. He used to be in Philly shaking.
Yeah.
Some guys I know.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Some guys I know always try to put us together.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, it be areas of my life where I'm rapping, then the areas of my life where I'm in the trenches.
Traveling.
So he caught me at that time. I'm like, bro, I don't. Man. I'm out here, bro. So he just called me. See, this is my first time even talking to him.
That's what's up.
In years, though, he said, yo, man, Birdman went on rap, G.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out here. And it was in this dude, was in Quads.
Mm-hmm.
I came out and met up with him. I told him, I laid out flat for him. I said, man, listen, I don't need no money or nothing. I need a stamp. Stamp me. I'm going. I said, I'm going to hustle and do my own thing. He said, what you doing now? You been in the studio? I said, yeah, when I came. He said, man, you all here hustling? I said, yeah. I said, I don't need no money to stamp me. I'm going to take off now. I need to build my own brand. And that was our conversation, stamp me. He wanted to do the paperwork and shit.
Yeah.
My whole joint is, I got too many people that's under me, depending on me, for me to get stuck in one situation. at the end of the day, I would do it with him. I fucked with him. Mm-hmm. He's a real motherfucker. I don't care what nobody says.
How he said, how he brought you the money? What he did, he sent the boomerang or he brought it up, delivered?
We met up.
You met up. Yeah. Baby's a real nigga.
I fuck with Baby, man. He a real motherfucker, yeah, man.
I got one question for you,
Baby,
right?
Last New Year's.
Yeah.
2000, I fuck with that Kevin Gates, too. Yeah. Kevin Gates gave me a song, man, for no money, no nothing. Man,
that's what's up.
Yeah, Kevin, at like the Kevin peak Gates. Of his career, we ain't have to.
Right. That's real.
Jim Jones, I fuck with Jim Jones, too.
Capo.
I got a question for you, right? Family. You go from meeting someone so big, such as Baby, from Cash Money.
Mm-hmm.
You get a special highlight from Drake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, a boost, like you said, yeah, started the income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are a CEO,
yes.
OBH Records.
Yes.
What brings you to, okay, it's time to become an executive, mm-hmm, it's time to sign?
Because at the end of the day, I'm getting older. I know this rap game is a young man's sport.
Because
yeah, mm-hmm, I'm too old. I got kids. I can't sleep on no rapper floor or do the starting artist, mm-hmm, shit. You know. You gotta go sleep on this guy floor for, mm-hmm, months.
You did that already.
Like I did with Cass, and I brought Meek to Cass in 08. I brought Meek Mills to Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, this is the hottest guy in Philly. Cassie was just. But I went through the starving artist stage. I'm like, bro, and then I got to learn the game.
Mm-hmm.
All the shit I was doing, you know, they said smart man learns off his mistake, a wise man learns off other people's mistakes. So I learned off mine and others. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, damn, I gave this guy $25,000. For some radio shit. That was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I gave this guy money for this. I should have went here. I should have moved around here. I learned it. I'm learning from mistakes. I'm learning from everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, with this knowledge and my finances, I full-heartedly believe it. And my people behind me, I full-heartedly believe I can break artists.
Yo.
Let's
make some motherfucking noise for that, man. All right, listen. So what advice do you have for upcoming artists in the game?
Build your brand. Mm. Stop worrying about being the hottest rapper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of motherfuckers, man, can't rap.
Mm-hmm.
They got millions of dollars.
Yeah.
If you put them in front of a microphone, put a beat on, they're going to sound corny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And guess what? I don't care.
Right.
Get your money. I can see young people of color with money. I just, mm-hmm, like to see the shit. So I'm happy. I don't give a fuck if it's mumble rap, zumble rap.
Mm-hmm.
Get a fucking bag. I'm going to take care of your family.
That's what's up.
Do stuff for the kids in your community. I like that shit. Because what's the other options, man? Mm-hmm. And some motherfuckers never, ever going to get a chance to get an opportunity to get money. True. I look at some of my friends, man, they just fucked up. And I'm thinking like, all right, this guy don't know how to sell no drugs. He don't know how to, mm-hmm, hustle. Nobody's hiring him. What the fuck is he going to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it takes for niggas like me.
Yo, that's real.
And niggas like them. True. To get in the position,
mm-hmm, to help him feed his
family. They're like, listen, to put niggas on. So,
yeah,
it was a guy, friend of mine, he's in his room right now. Mm-hmm. He came home like 2 years ago. He beat two murders,
mm-hmm,
in trial.
Mm-hmm.
He just beat two murders. He came home like 2 years ago.
That's what's up, man.
So he come to me and he told me like, yo, he said, damn, man, you know, I never been a victim.
Mm-hmm.
I got money. He said, I never been a victim. I never told on nobody. I never did no nothing. I always kept it. I always kept the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Why niggas don't help real motherfuckers no more? Why nobody help or give a real nigga a shot? A plug rather give a sucker a brick or two, because, mm-hmm, he know his bitch ass gonna bring, mm-hmm, the money back.
Right.
You so scared to deal with the men
because
you think he gonna rob you or burn, mm-hmm, you, and you know you can't do nothing about it. Or you gonna be scared to go to war. And you don't feel like going to war, even, mm-hmm, if you're not scared. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like running around playing with a whole gangster. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
So he used to always say, hey, man, you're going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say the real niggas. Him used to beat in my head, mm-hmm, all the time.
That's what's up.
Ab, you're going, mind you, my plan was just to keep my little 4.5, 9 ounces,
mm-hmm,
half a brick, cook it up, and sell my little, mm-hmm, shit. This, mm-hmm, is back when I was, yeah, in that business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm rapping now.
Mm-hmm.
Executive now. When I was in that business,
mm-hmm,
and he used to always say, Ab, you're going to save the men. You're going to be the one.
Because,
mm-hmm, these suckers is never going to give a real man, mm, the ball.
Right.
I said, like, man, this boy, like, he just got all these fucking high expectations of me. So we started moving around together, and shit was just coming together. And I was finding plugs, and we just started getting some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I just understood that I got a little brother. My little brother did 9 years. Mm. He's rough. Mm. Nobody's never going to give him nothing to get no money. Right. They're not going to give him a job. They're not going to give him no work. Mm-hmm. They're not even going to hire him for nothing because he's a rough motherfucker. Mm-hmm. He beat people up. He's been locked up for shooting people. He just rough, so they're not never going to give him a job or a shot. So when he told me that, I thought about my brothers. I thought about my cousins. I thought about my friend. I thought about me. Mm-hmm. Nobody give real niggas a shot.
Right.
They skip. They go past all the real niggas and give a chump a brick. Because his bitch ass going to pay you back and scared of you. Mm-hmm. And everybody loves Yes Men. Same thing with the music.
Right.
They're never going to give me a shot.
Right.
For some reason, they feel inferior if I'm in the same room. Mm-hmm. There's rappers in Philly. I'm not saying none of their names. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a room with their bosses, record execs, or whoever they think other rap artists around the country, we all in the same room. They can't talk how they talk because I'm in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know I'm going to let them. I ain't going to show your hand.
Right, no doubt.
We from Philly. We going to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want me in the rooms because they going to feel like, damn, I can't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I was just upstate. I did the jail. I was on that. Because I know you. Right. I know you wasn't swimming in the same waters we was swimming in.
Shout out.
And listen, and there's nothing wrong for you being just a nice guy.
Yeah.
Why you want to rap and then you want to talk about the streets?
That's right.
You make way more money off rap. Bro, you some motherfuckers doing shows for 80 to 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Some motherfuckers doing shows for 80. Bro, you sell a brick, you make $2,000.
Nah, that's not even worth it. It's not worth it. We don't even fuck around no more.
Bro,
too much work.
This is
so why rappers want to do it then?
Because they don't know what's going on. They backwards.
They want to live a dream after they became millionaires. This is what y'all really wanted to be.
That's your basketball player when they want to be rappers.
Listen.
You got a $100 million contract. Mm-hmm. You're going to make way more money than a rapper going to.
Listen, right now, yo.
Cash money, too.
Yo, listen, A.R.F., right now.
A lot of these rappers is
right
broke,
now, I hear you give someone a contract right now, 80 bands to OVH. Yeah. Like, you doing some real shit, man.
Yeah. No, I gave him the contract.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't really like his raps that much.
Yeah, what you getting?
We gonna work on that shit.
Yeah, we gonna fix him up. What you?
Because
like
he come to me, man, and he bought me some money for bought my friend Dark Low some money for. That's one of my artists. He bought him some money for a feature, right? And he a young nigga.
Yeah,
and I had to see this little nigga hungry, and he wasn't investing.
Yeah.
And I said he crazy. He got guns on you right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, is nobody ever gonna get this guy shot?
Nah, I'm gonna get it.
Look at his image.
Yeah.
Nobody never gonna give him a shot. Like my homie better than my head. I gotta be the dude to do it.
Yeah.
Come on, fuck with me here. Take a bag of money. Go back to your city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somehow we living.
Yo, listen, that's man. That's some real shit, man.
They not gonna give them a shot.
Nah, listen, that's what we here for.
I have to give them the shot.
Listen, we here for to let you know that you got real motherfuckers out here that's still giving niggas shots.
Shout out to the management.
And
he's straight from the street. He ain't no preppy Yale and Harvard and all that. He from the streets. Yeah. And, you know, I want you to let them know the other positive things you're doing. Like, you know, you buying property in Philly. And
I bought a lot of properties in Philadelphia.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? And it's so cheap.
Yeah, my mom's got a house out
all my friends from New York, I tell my manager.
My mom's and my sister's.
I say, Paul, man, you got to get in this business, man. Right. It's so cheap. And the flippers is great. But also what I do, we got an Honor Your Life campaign going on. So, couple of my friends, they go to different schools.
Right.
And they preach to the kids.
That's beautiful,
the
man.
The dudes and the don'ts should stay away from.
That's right.
A lot of times, we never heard that shit.
Yeah.
We never heard this shit growing up. Nobody never told me. I never understood the... Listen, I was about 10 shootings in to I understood the consequences.
Right. Yeah. It's different.
You understand? Man. I never thought... Nobody never taught me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This was a fad. Everybody, you tell George, you get a gun, you live that life. I'm trying to teach people
that's not about
other shit in life.
It's bigger shit.
I'm trying to teach people that's the worst thing you do. It hurt me when I walked the prison yard and I seen 22-year-olds with life sentences.
I seen younger kids at 15, 16 with life. It's sad. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
See, we didn't have that when we was growing up, you know, somebody to steer us in the right direction.
Exactly.
So we caught felonies and we caught... You know what I'm saying? We did a lot of things that...
Shout out to Deuce,
we
man.
Shouldn't have did when we was younger, when we was that age.
Shout out to Mac Murder.
Now we're older, and we like, damn, I wish I ain't had no felonies.
Exactly. And guess what? Nobody's going to tell him.
And then these rappers that's in the game want to catch a felony.
Exactly.
Come on. I don't want no felonies. Exactly. You trying to catch him.
I don't want no problem.
Now, how you going to get a job? How does little guy get a job now? All right. It was a 16-year-old guy, right? He was in a boys' home.
Yeah.
He was, matter of fact, he was 18. He was in a 16. He was in a boys' home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So every day for a week straight, he comes to me. Hey, you don't know nobody that's hiring. Mm-hmm. You don't know nobody hiring. He's like, I got two applications. Mm-hmm. He fell down for McDonald's. He fell down for like 10 places. This is for 7 days straight. I watched him try to get a job.
Right.
Nobody hired him. The eighth day, he didn't sell weed in the same store I seen him. Now he's selling weed. Mm. And that, after I seen that, it just said, boom. I said, dang. I watched this little kid really try. Nobody hired him. Mm-hmm. He in a home. Mm-hmm. His parents don't want it. His parents put him in a home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a group home run my way.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with him.
I was both selling weed, and I watched him try to get a job. I watched him and watched him. So it takes people like us to reach out to guys like that and give them a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
I ran to these girls, these two girls and two and one guy at the gas station the other day, pumping my gas. I seen a girl. She asked to pump my gas, a little girl. So how old are you? She said, 16. I said, why? What's going on? She said, she's homeless.
16?
She live in a band. That's who you live with. I live with my boyfriend. Boyfriend, 18. She's 16, and a homegirl, 18. I'm like, why y'all living? Like, what's going on? God, the young guy said, he's from Pittsburgh. The other two people said, listen, she was living in my mom's house. She told me, the little 16-year-old said, her mom on drugs. She don't know her mom, man. Dad, Ben left her. So she living with the 18-year-old girl. They mom kicked them out. They shelters. Shelter got like a, the shit they going through got like a 21-day policy where they got to roll.
Yeah.
So I'm videotaping them. I wanted to put them on my Instagram. My thing was going to be like, all right, I'm going to put them on my Instagram. Everybody going to see it. I'm going to put some at names for they to help them out. And you know why I couldn't do it?
Why?
Because my past, I had my license plate in the camera. Mm. That's the thing I can't put. I was already gone. Mm. I can't put them up and help them out.
Right.
Because my fucking license plate on the camera. I want to buy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I try to do everything in the community. You ask people in Philadelphia about ARS, they're going to say, man, Av help.
Nah.
More people than anybody. Any, I don't give a fuck if they have a millionaire. Yo, nobody help more people than I
help. Hey, yo, ARS, right? One of my friends tells me that they was working out because they was listening to your raps while they was.
No.
Yo, Paul Cat, what did you say? What did you actually say?
Him.
Yeah.
Jada
Kiss. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, yo, Nino.
Yeah.
Yo, that's my God, bro.
And to be up top.
Focus,
and top. Look, on this side. The people up top is listening to you. This is New York, baby. Upstate.
Protocol.
Like it's like Philly, too. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, my brother. I appreciate that. That's how it is in Philly, though. The state jails.
Who you listening to?
Go hand in hand with the streets.
Who you listening to in Philly right now? Who got your attention? What sound?
Right here,
what sound? What sound? What's the sound of Philly right now? You think?
To be honest with you, the sound of Philly is like the Atlanta sound. Mm. Mostly everybody got the melodic, the rap shit, shit, and some of them hot. My young boy, Butterknife.
Mm.
Butterknife is probably the I like him the best because
Butterknife.
I don't lie. Maybe I'm biased because. I know from the streets.
Mm. Right. Nah, you
so
you
like,
know.
I know you from the streets and I know what you do.
Listen,
you know what I do. Mm-hmm. But you make great music. I know a lot of people from the streets that rap though. Right. I ain't say they now say his name. He make great fucking music. Mm-hmm.
Listen.
So he got the melodic shit, but it's like
So you
damn,
think he's you think
he's still
next
talking
up?
That shit.
Like substance.
The street shit, yeah.
You think
and
he
you,
next
everybody
up?
Understand he's telling the truth.
Yeah. You think he next up?
For sure, for sure. He got to get his business in order, man.
No doubt.
You know, Philly's not like New York. Not
nah, we know. We're not, not saying that. Nah, we know Philly.
You could know a nigga who work at this station. And this is my cousin. He go here. I mean, it's so, many, it's so easy to connect.
It's different.
Philly is dog eat dog.
Yeah.
You ever see somebody in Philly pull another Philly artist on?
Listen.
Nah.
Since they proud of
me. Ain't nobody sticking
together. Yeah, Beans
I
didn't put him on.
I admit this. What's your relationship with Beans?
Yeah.
Man, B's Muslim, I'm Muslim,
Yeah, brother.
We never, like, we see each other, we shake hands.
Okay,
like,
beautiful, so. Beautiful, all right.
From another part of the city, yeah, I don't
no
really
doubt.
Know like
all right,
that.
All right, copy, yeah. copy.
Cool
Philly love, Philly love.
Yeah.
All right, that's beautiful, man. So, ARF, right, how do you feel about Cash, the situation with Lil Wayne and Cash Money, man? Like, what do you, how do you feel about that?
I really can't have no opinion on that because they family.
Yeah,
family.
Yeah, right. Let them.
I learned don't give them no family business.
Right, because then at the end of the day, you're going
to
be in the middle and they
still hate me.
Yes, right.
Now he got to hate me.
So you got to stay,
You got, once they patch it up, he got to hate me.
Right,
that's true.
Have you ever decided to do something with Drake or something?
Shit, decide. I would love to.
Yeah, you still
have to. I'm in the trenches.
Does he still reach out to you?
No.
He don't?
I never got in touch with Drake.
Yeah. Oh, so he just bigged you up, but you never got this.
It was a chess move.
He did his homework, yeah.
But like you said,
you better know.
It started some real shit behind the scenes.
He did his homework.
People got shot by this shit behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You made me and these guys beef with each other.
Listen.
Right.
But y'all, you and meet everything is squashed up.
This shit get real. Squashed.
Okay, beautiful.
Nah, it's over. That's good, man. Yeah, like good, I said, man. Shout out to Meek Mills. Free Meek Mills, yeah.
Was friends before all this shit.
Right, yeah.
This is the kicker.
And it just threw you in.
I got 100 people with me.
Shout out to PD Crackers, my man.
A couple of niggas I got with me.
Yeah. They ain't playing.
So check us out. He got some niggas with him then.
Yeah, of course. Nah, that's how it's going down.
If any rapper, any community make it, guess who gonna want to be around them? All the killers, all the drug dealers.
Of course.
People that would have never spoke to you before.
Right. All the shooters.
Check us out. Me and Meek, if we ever would have seen each other in the middle of this shit, we'd have shook hands. And we're not to be on Millie House every day.
Shout out to me and Meek, we're both in the house.
But check this out. Fucking Meek. It was the entourages mainly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when my man see his man, they boom. My man shooting at him and just, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't never me. It was just like it's a small city. Mm-hmm. It's big, but it ain't like this. You're going to see him.
Philly. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If me and him going back and forth on the internet, and my man walk in the store with his man in there,
it's on. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, so this shit's getting real bloody in the street. It's real. People really getting shot. You understand what I'm saying? Like, real life got shot behind this shit. It's like, he started some real shit, bro.
He started some real shit.
But me and Meek go back so long, we was able to like, listen, I know my homies shot them. Me and you ain't playing scratch or whatever. I said, he's like, hey, man. He said, hey, man, you sure you can control your folks, though? Because I told my folks it's over. They're going to be over with it. Is your folks going to listen to you? They might still want to shoot them, motherfuckers. I said, bro,
it's over.
As a man, we men.
Yeah.
We're going to shake hands. We're going to honor this. If any of my guys get out of line, they're going to have to deal with me. He said the same thing. We squashed the whole shit.
That's what's up. It shows that, man. It's just real shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Meek
Mill.
Nigga
basically threw you as something over.
I didn't know he was gonna take the bait to the bait, man. I was kind of like, oh man,
that's crazy.
And it started a big fucking war. Yeah. You understand? Philly love Meek the Dub, so I'm here. I traded on Philly. I did this because he made it. He making the money, he don't even rap. You understand? Everybody gonna be cheering him.
Right. So
I'll see the city. They cheer the biggest, the guy with the biggest platform, the biggest buzz, the most money. This is who they root for. They're never gonna root for the guy
for the underdog. Yeah.
Trying to do some shit. So
right now, right? It's in this time. So now you are president of OBH. Now you got the
CEO,
label.
I own the whole company.
I know. You own.
Yes, sir.
You giving these independent artists and people.
And what does OBH stand for?
It was the original Block Hustle. I want to make it more friendly. I'm going to do the original Brotherhood.
That's
what it is. Really a Brotherhood.
You know how the industry is, so you have to make it more friendly to, you know. Yeah.
He's giving opportunities to people that are not getting opportunities. Like, you get this? What he's saying is he's giving opportunities to those that...
The rough people.
The people that...
They won't get a job.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna never
they
get
just
a job.
Came home they and got some potential.
They always fuck that pack up.
And you understand how this shit look, though.
Nah.
So the motherfuckers in Philly, right? They'll be on the internet, right? And they'll just see me, right? Motherfuckers in Philly will see me where, like, the dude just came home and beat a body. Or see me with the dude who just... You know what I'm saying? Just did 15 years of stay. How all these motherfuckers around have? Why all the crazy people or the dangerous people come right home and go fuck with Ab and OBH?
OBH, that's right.
Because I give them the shots.
Right,
yeah.
I don't call them. And every one of them understand there's no fear. Like, I don't care what you did. I've done it.
Right.
But I know.
You ain't judging
in your neighborhood, since you're dangerous, people gonna be scared to give you something.
Right.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Nah, I'm gonna give it to you.
Give
you
a shot.
That's right.
I done gave people a shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't let my folks know. Come on, listen. It's I gotta do it as a real nigga. Mm-hmm. This boy came home, he don't got no help here.
Take that.
You owe me $2,000-$3,000.
Mm-hmm.
But check this out. I don't tell my brother because What if you fuck it up? And it's not intentional. If you fucked the money up, he just came home. I mean, and if I told my brothers that, they gonna think like, right, he burned
this
my brother.
This nigga played.
My whole thing, it don't bother me, even if you did say, man, you fucked the money up.
Right.
I'm gonna move on. I gave you a shot.
Right. That was your shot.
And so my conscience is clear.
Mm-hmm.
He came home and did 10 years. Nobody looked out for him. Boy, you owe me $2,000.
I looked out for you.
If you fuck it up, that's on you, man. My conscience is clear. Mm-hmm. I did what I was supposed to do. Guess what? He gonna walk around the whole city tan. Abba only that gave me something.
That's
it's
right.
20 people in my city right now. Did it. 10 or more years gonna say Abba the only one that gave me something.
That's right.
Check us out. My man was just in jail. He just went back for 2 months.
Everybody says that about Mike Boo. Same thing. Yo, the only nigga that showed love was Mike.
Exactly. Boo. Listen, my man went back for 2 months. He's in jail. I said, listen, we're gonna have an OBH day in the jail at.
Yeah, OBH, that's hard.
You know what we did the OBH day? In our county, you can't have cigarettes, tobacco, that. Mm-hmm. So what we did with OBH day, we got his whole block high.
Mm-hmm.
I paid the horse to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
And gave everybody sticks of weed, well, K2, whatever the fuck they want to say. Jannies.
Listen, that's law.
So now you understand. So
you get that in there.
Do you understand? Listen,
that's law.
Do you understand how they look at me and my niggas?
No doubt.
Imagine you on the block. And he says OBH day.
Yeah.
Everybody lined up. He passed them out cigarettes and weed.
Nah. I'll be showing
the next morning, everybody lined up. He get them a shot of coffee.
Yeah. Not meaning to cut you off.
So
you
check
heard?
Us out.
Real quick.
They look at me like a different. This is the respect and love I got from the streets.
Nah. Yeah.
Nobody can beat me there.
Nah.
I don't care. You the Italian mafia. You can't beat me in Philadelphia.
That's right. That's so that's real. House. You know why I'm gonna say that's so real? Because you know the bus used to pass through the hood back in the days. Like I'm talking about the Rackers Island bus. So the Rackers Island bus stopped on the block. My nigga Deuce was like, "Yo, we gotta set these things out." This nigga started throwing weed through the little screen of the joint. Yeah, so that's my word. A nigga came through 2 years later and said, "Yo, where's Deuce?" It's like, "What the fuck you want Deuce for?" Nah, ain't no problem. Yo, he threw a bag of weed through the joint to all of us. Yo,
you know what that means to my fucking...
Come on, nigga came. Nigga wasn't even from my block. He was from the Bronx.
Yeah.
But he came back to the same block he got the buff from the axe for. Yo,
nah, man, that
shit was real.
That mean the world to him.
That's respect. The smallest thing that you don't understand mean to somebody is just like, it's different, man. Because, you know, we men. And we deal with honor and respect and we got integrity and shit like that. And like I'm honored that you know that you came and you represent the Thugged Out Thursdays, man. On some real shit.
You know, I grew up listening to the Big Homie, man.
Nah, good luck. Yeah, that's definitely, man. Saying? We got a show out right now. It's called On the Run Eatin'.
Yeah.
I'm on the show.
Yeah, he's a star.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sonny D B T Young
Really.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit
going on.
Oh man, listen, man.
It's a food show.
It's a
full
show.
All 8 episodes. You could get it on
Yahoo, Complex,
FirstWeFeast.com.
FirstWeFeast.
I heard Nori speaking about this shit before.
Yo, listen,
it's out right now.
I don't know, was he telling me this or I seen it on the podcast? I forgot.
Listen.
I remember seeing that shit.
We got Amber Rose.
Very well,
we got Amber Rose on there. Shout out to Philly. You know, she from Philly.
Big Boy.
We got Big Boy on there. We got Scott Storch on there. We got Fat Joe on there. We got Bun B on there. Lumi D on there. We got who else I got on there? CeeLo Green is on there.
I got some big dogs.
They chopping it up, eating, and you know,
having a great time, drinking wine, and
this ain't no regular show, nigga.
This is a different type of food show.
Drinking,
this ain't the food
alcohol,
show that you know.
You know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is super dope. So,
I'm fucking with that shit. I can't wait to watch it.
Nah, thank you.
You could catch it on YouTube.
Yeah,
I want to watch it.
That shit is super dope, man. That shit
thank you, man. Thank you.
I like that food shit too, man.
And yo,
ARF, no lie. Prison watching the Food Network.
We fucking around, get you on the next joint, on the next episode.
Yo, ARF, right? Let me tell you something. There's a point in the show where we go fuck a beat. We gonna keep it street. You know what I'm saying? And you know.
If you want
on artist mode, I know you CEO, but I'm saying if you want to keep it street and fuck with us and give us some hard bars, we all in.
This is all thing, man. All right,
let's do it.
I remember when I won fucking rap.
Let's do it, huh?
Yeah. You don't remember one?
I don't remember not one rap. Listen, I'm going to look through my phone, see if I got. I really don't remember a rap.
You don't need to remember a rap.
You know what, bro? When I write a rap, I lay in the booth and it's over. I never study it.
Yeah, that's hard.
I would hate for somebody to battle rap me. I don't get them niggas like, man, they just like, damn, how you memorize that shit? I don't know. I can't name you. I can't rap one full rap.
Listen, that's man. We're going to play you some hot records in a little while also, so you might want to be interested in one of our artists. We got a few. We got Cook Monster right now. This artist right here is so versatile. Mike Booth is really excited about this guy. Q, Ito, and myself.
He's going to be a household name, man.
His name is Cook Monster. The kid is fucking special. He has a versatile delivery. We have another artist called Hemi. And we got Cash Juliano.
Definitely. Then you know we adding a couple more.
I got my young boys from the block,
100 Nights.
We got this podcast. I have to present brothers like that to you. Maybe exactly. You might feel like, you know what, I might feel one of these little niggas. Come on, I'm in. And you know, this is what we about, family, keeping it up, you know what I'm saying? We working.
Definitely, like, you helping your Philly, yeah. You know, we
can
trying to help.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Of course, baby.
Anything.
Definitely.
Can I hold y'all to doing the same?
Help me. Listen, we got you. Listen,
you might come up with some talent, man.
Listen, man.
Of course, definitely.
Be the dude that, like, man.
Listen, that's what we need.
Anybody up and coming,
Yeah. We'll work. Look, we gonna fuck with you. Like, yeah. We gotta listen.
Thank you. We the real nigga. We have to.
Nah, we are.
Definitely. And that's what we
are.
That's our platform.
Listen, that's what we are. That's what we
people
are.
That's up
we
and coming,
giving opportunities. Hard, to they grinding. That's the hood. Like, we got niggas coming straight off the block. Like, the little homie right here. Niggas. Yeah. Niggas
now, check this out, though. Not to cut you off. Yeah. I was in. My thing was, man, they both don't owe me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a rapper get on in Philly. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, I do songs before anybody ever heard of them.
Right.
One rapper got signed off of a feature we did together.
Yeah.
The guy from his record company noticed him on the song.
Yeah.
Then me and him did.
Yeah.
Called him down and signed him. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my God, to be like, they whole thing is, man, you help.
Yeah.
Man, these boys owe you something. They better get your features. They better do something.
Yeah.
My whole shit, man, you know what, man? They don't owe me nothing. I'm not there. We didn't grow up together.
Yeah.
They don't owe me nothing. Now, me and my family, my brothers and my guys, we feud about that. Like, they do owe you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking, like, not just me, but if you're a real nigga, man, you owe a real nigga a shot,
right.
Man.
No doubt.
Some help, man.
That's real. I appreciate it. That's
you see somebody, you see somebody on the sidewalk burning up, you ain't gonna throw a bucket of water on? You see a motherfucker like, listen, I just need $2 to get to the bus station to get home.
Yeah.
You don't want to help? Like, it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
To help certain situations.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Like, we gotta hold you, we gotta hold these people accountable. Y'all gotta help, man.
Yeah,
like, why not? What it costs?
That's right.
It don't cost you nothing. If you're an artist with 2-3 million followers, right? What is it gonna cost you to put this boy on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Are you gonna lose something? Put him on it like 3 times a week?
Mm-hmm.
You do that 4 weeks straight, now this guy got 500,000 followers. Now this boy making 5-7,000 a walkthrough.
You know what it is?
It don't cost nobody nothing. Why don't do it?
Yo, Ab, you know what it is with the industry? The industry is so fake that a motherfucker think if they help you, that you're going to take away from them.
Exactly.
You feel me? I've been around the industry for 20 plus.
So now I'm telling you, I'm learning. I'm thinking, like, maybe that it.
You know
what I'm saying? But you know what the other guy Hollywood told me? He said, this is having successful. I'm on, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I get on, fuck everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on, fuck you. That's what he told me. He said, because when we was all in these studios, they hit pop. Check this out. I don't want to put no rappers out there. We all make it. We're going to
help each other. Yeah, that's a talk.
As soon as this guy make it, it's like, where you at? You only have a direct number.
Number change, everything.
Shouldn't have a lot of time. And if I start pointing these dudes out, calling them out on their shit, and start, like, really, like, showing my muscle, they're gonna call me a bully.
Well, you want some
when
shit?
When me and Meek Mill had our feud, they hope they add, you always bullying somebody, y'all dirty and broke. All y'all wanna do is shoot people. All y'all wanna do is hurt people and shoot people. Y'all wanna get no money, y'all wanna do nothing. So all y'all wanna do. Nobody ain't say nothing about the fact that he called me out first.
Mm-hmm.
He said, fuck me on stage in front of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter at the show, she's 6 years old at the time.
Yeah.
She went to the show to see Nicki Minaj. My baby mom took her. He said, yeah, fuck AI. He said, fuck me. Mm-hmm. My daughter caught me crying. Like, do anybody care about that?
That's real.
So when I say, fuck you back on a diss track, it's not like I'm talking, I'm violent with you. I just said, well, fuck you back then.
No doubt.
And guess what? I make some money off this shit. But they label me like the worst. Man, all I want to do is shoot somebody. All they want, all his OBH niggas, all they want to do is be violent, shoot somebody. They're going to be in jail the rest of their life. They dirty, they broke, they boom, boom. Oh, that's what they label me because I defended myself.
Right.
So the bigger artists control the narrative. The bigger the celebrity, he's going to control the narrative.
Of course. That's
so you could be right, but if this guy up here, he say, man, you wrong, they're going to believe that.
Of course. That's just how it goes.
This is what I got to go through.
That's the sucker shit.
And guess what? Guess what else they ain't going to do? Y'all not gonna hold them accountable for not helping nobody.
Right.
Hold somebody accountable. These guys, name the artists in Philly that put somebody on.
Right.
You can't say BNC, they ain't putting none of them guys on.
Mm-hmm.
State property.
Mm-hmm.
The label did. The management team put all of them on.
It made it seem like they was on. Because PD, my man, I fuck
they didn't
with
even
PD
know
crack.
Each other. Man, this is my shit. This is my thing, though. Help somebody out. Who do? Nobody helped somebody out.
That's right.
You know what they can say about AR ad?
You show love.
I help people out.
You show love.
My new artist, Lil Johnny.
What's his Lil Johnny?
Check this out. He DM'd me, said, listen, I want you to call for a feature. I said, enough. I like your music. Come on. I could have told him some thousand. I told him, I tell you, and they're going to pay it. I turned this money down. No, I like his music. Come on.
Did you see really something in them?
Nah, that's real shit, man. Like
I hate
said.
Charging Philly rappers. I don't. I hate it.
Yeah.
I charge them the bare minimum because my whole thing is, you gotta get me to go down to the studio. First of all, I'm not never gonna go to the studio unless I'm doing something. I ain't the guy who just book time and sit around and do nothing. I only go down there if I'm doing something.
That's
so
real.
This is what it is. So I hate charging them though. Man. I charge them like the lowest. And say, like, you know what? I'm gonna give you another track.
That's some real shit.
I hated it so much when I charged the little guy a couple, some hundreds. I said, fuck, I'm gonna give you another feature. Free and shoot the video free, man. I just felt bad for charging. You from my city, you young and you hungry, and I'm charging.
And he believe in it.
Man, I don't like that shit. See, if everybody had their thoughts, that thoughts in their heart, man, it'd be a lot more people on.
Yeah, for real.
If you got 5 million followers, you have the power to break somebody.
Yes, definitely.
You have the power to break a rapper, singer, actress, or whatever. You have 5 million followers. All you gotta do is post this motherfucker up.
That's it.
Four times a week, three times a week, he's gone.
Right.
He's gonna start generating enough money to pay for his livelihood. Right.
Thugged Out Thursdays, official Thugged Out Thursdays. Make sure you log on OBH, ARF. This shit is crazy. I'm so excited. You don't even
understand. Dropping jewels. You already know.
This shit is deep. This shit is bigger than rap.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Mr. Fonto Leaf, you know, Hot Skulls.
Yeah. Yeah, we wrong guys. This move all backwards run for.
This shit is
fire.
This
is New York. This is a New York thing. You already know.
But y'all a trim setter, so this shit probably gonna be Philly soon.
Yeah, you already know. Hot Skulls, Philly. You already
like
know.
Next year.
So what's next for you? What's the album? You got an album on the way?
Yeah, I'm gonna work on. I got an album called Road to Glory.
Any features?
And I chose that name because this is the road. We all want to roll to glory. I want to let y'all know my story, though.
Right.
I seen my brother, me and my brother play without a gun. With my dad gun, we was children. I watched him kill himself by mistake.
Oh, your brother?
Yeah.
Wow, that's real.
Only 1 year older than me.
Wow.
We run around playing the crib with my dad gun. He tripped, boom, shot himself in the stomach. Okay. My mom come upstairs. My brother crawled from my mom's crying and screaming. My mom's so in shock, she run out the door.
Oh, shit.
Left me my brother in there. Ambulance came. He called for my mom. My mom never recovered from that. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, man. That's a child.
She a child. Die, my father. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is where I come from. This I won't get on my road. Mentally, how this is how I mean, got in the streets. My cousin, my blood cousin, was adopted for my mom. This is my blood. This is my mom, first cousin. My mom had me. My first cousin had my cousin. His mom on drugs, she adopted me. I watched my cousin burn his house down inside my mom, 40 miles.
Right.
When he was 5. See what I'm saying? I watched him go to the mental hospital after the mental hospital. I said, all that is all full circle. When we got in the streets, how brutal he was. I want every war off of his gun. He just was already brutal as a child. He was in mental hospitals. You know what I'm saying? I said, I won the force. It's crazy. I had to hop out and slay under your car the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. You think what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had the hustle. He had the violence. And mm-hmm. he paired it. And so we got a bag of muscle. I controlled my neighbor, too.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, man, I just rolled the glove. I want to get on my start. I got to hear this shit. It's
listen, so who, what features you got? Who you got?
I'm not putting nobody on unless you OBH.
Mm, OBH, that's what's up. You got the whole team.
That's real.
I don't mess with outside artists, brother.
No doubt, that's real.
OBH records and shit.
OBH, man. Thugged Out Thursdays, man. Yeah, OBH, you know what I'm saying? You get a nigga from the outside.
There's a guy on Instagram right now. I'm sure y'all seen it. Yeah. There's a guy on Instagram right now who just been bashing me for months.
Mm.
I ain't gonna say his name, getting no client, but y'all gonna in there and punch up God just right in the air. He been bashing me for about like 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him that well. My brother grew up with him. He put him around. Nigga seemed cool. He was all about ad. And we gonna do he a rapper too. We gonna do this. We gonna do that. I need you to look like this. We gonna that. I'm gonna do. He was taking like some of the management role up too.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just got the money. We came up a lot of money on some street shit. Mm-hmm. We had a lick, came up a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Long story short, it went to his fucking head, mm-hmm. man. They're smoking weed and it triggered some shit anywhere. Though he smoked wet back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it fucked his brain up because now he on the internet is bashing, mm-hmm. calling me Kyle. So all this weird shit. I know this dude. And he's doing it from 3 hours away, so I can't.
He's in do nothing to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting cyber bullied right now. I know we got a bully,
that's
but
the
I,
new
I,
shit.
I can't do it. I can't fight him. I don't know how to like.
From,
I'm gonna beat you. Bitch. I ain't gonna do all that shit.
No doubt.
Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. I ain't with this shit. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know me, at first, when I first heard it, I was like, we're gonna kill his mom. We're gonna kill him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, this boy disrespecting me. After a while, I'm like this. I run to like the real soldiers, OGs in my city. And I understand that nobody with any common sense that's from the streets is really gonna take this nigga serious.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you've been bashing me for he bashed me for 3 months straight, mm-hmm. every day, all night, on live. I'm talking about getting like 2-3 hours of sleep on live all day, all night, just bashing me and my niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you get this much hatred from us from? We don't even know you like that.
Mm-hmm.
We bought you when I flew y'all and landed all this shit for you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you bashed us for 3 months. You don't have 3 months of material. I only knew you for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have 3 months worth of material to bash me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the dude's a plain old coward, man, but now if y'all seen it, y'all don't know me. You might believe some of this shit, though.
Yeah. Listen, moving forward, right? I got one more question for you. Moving forward, right? You got the whole camp, OBH,
yes.
on the album. How many is how many?
Not
artists?
All of them. I say only OBH artists.
Only OBH artists.
I'm not gonna lie, man. It's more than probably 20 artists.
That's hard.
I'm keeping real. See,
you 20 artists in.
If I start naming names, the names I forget, they're gonna be grinding me up tomorrow. Why you forgetting me? There's a lot of these motherfuckers.
That's
bro.
Dope, man. I'm so proud of you.
No
like,
doubt,
you know
man.
Saying?
A lot of people that don't know.
You came from the trenches, man. Glory Road.
He just not on the street shit only.
Y'all on Glory Road with y'all podcast.
Make sure y'all get that
Everybody's
album.
Everybody's on Glory
when
Road.
When it drops.
Summertime.
Road to Glory. Man. Road to Glory.
Nah, this is Thugged Out Thursday.
Road to Glory.
Road to Glory. Spring, early summer.
No, but Road to Glory, we going to give y'all. Yeah, we all on Road to Glory, right?
Yeah.
You already know. Spring, right, early summer.
What's your plans? Your 3-year plans?
All right, bro. My 3-year plans is right now for Thugged Out Thursdays is to have an actual reality show off the podcast,
okay.
Put out at least 6 projects in 3 years.
Okay.
Excuse me? You gotta relax. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. No, in 3 years. Also, hopefully with we can blow a nice artist or two that we have, like with we sacrificing for this company that we building for the brand to give to the youth, back to the people, like you said, that don't got the opportunity, that can't go to a Def Jam, or they can't go to a Sony, or they can't go to Interscope, or they can't even get close to one of these rappers because they fake.
Yeah.
They super, everything is see-through. And they be able to touch like brothers like you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm for. And in the next 3 years after that, I think we should be a multi-millionaire company, man, because we working, man.
That's
the food shows.
Now you're on the road to glory.
Listen, we're on the road to glory.
Tell your story.
Listen to me.
Why we don't sell it? Why is this colored people don't sell our story?
Nah, we gotta sell it.
No lie.
But your story might be worth millions of dollars. You was in prison.
Yeah.
All y'all stories might be worth millions of dollars. Why we don't sell our story?
Yeah, that's nothing.
We gotta sell our story, bro.
We can do it. We connected. We definitely connected.
Like in 3 years,
like I said, we got some good ideas right now. We're gonna write this treatment. We're gonna take Thugged Out Thursdays into a reality. We're gonna make it like into a reality show because like what we doing with this podcast hasn't been done.
Different. Our podcast different.
We have two sessions going on while we do it. Our podcast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right now,
Tragedy Gaddafi. Right now. You know, different people might pull up. Respectfully. All right. You know what I'm saying? And I think it helps the artists. Boosts up their esteem as far as their delivery and, you know, oh, shit, look, such and such is in the building. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because it builds the standards. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got OBH in the motherfucking building. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We talking about ARF. We talking about somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that's from the streets, from the struggles, just like how we are, Thugged Out Thursdays. And a lot of people could relate to him because he's keeping it so real
Not only that, he's keeping it so real. He's doing a lot of positive things for his hood.
A lot of and, you know, neighborhood.
He's not only street, like, you know what I'm saying? He has a brain on his shoulders. You know what I'm saying? He's a boss. You feel me?
You'll be a fool if you got an opportunity to make money outside that shit and still be a street.
Hey, like, it's someone like you who's a you know, your aura's up, right?
Yeah.
What do you eat in Philly? Where you go? What's the best food right now in Philly? Like,
I ain't gonna lie to you. Outside of Philly, it's gonna be cliche.
Okay.
Y'all come to Philly, get the cheese shake.
Of course.
Nah, I tell my bro, listen.
I go to Gino's. Y'all go to Gino's.
No, that's like, see, y'all go to tourist spots.
Which is the one?
You gotta go in the trenches to get one of them cheese steaks.
Good shit.
Poe, really, dude, anytime Poe, with my manager Poe come to
Philly. I gotta see Poe. New York,
anytime Poe come to Philly, before you leave, you gotta buy 2 cheese steaks.
Yeah, we gotta go to Philly, man. We're going to Philly.
But listen,
you already know.
I'm not being biased. I've been all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Philly probably like top 3 in foods.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like it's so they really not a cooking food.
Name me 3 restaurants. I want to go to Philly on the strength for you and be like, hey, I have 80 here.
Well,
a lot of artists because you got to understand people.
Del Frisco.
Del Frisco.
R2L. Okay. That's a bunch of them, man. I can name a bunch of joints.
Got the best
but joints. I want y'all to come in the hood and get the soul food.
No, we definitely want to come. I'm telling you, I want to eat what you eat. I want to know what ARF eats. Like,
come to Ryan's.
Like this one right here.
Going to Ryan's.
Yeah, that's what we got. This one here. This one here loves Caribbean food. He takes me to different seafood spots. So
we in the hood.
Rice and things, man. This is an idea, man. I ain't gonna lie. Whoever you got some money, try to get into this motherfucking Rice and Things and try to franchise this shit, bro.
Rice and Things.
I'm talking about everybody I put on this shit. Say this is the best shit they got in Philly.
Where is that? What street is on?
Because they cook it. Listen, they cook it everything fresh.
Mm.
So when you eating the rice, it's just fresh.
Mm.
Thick rice, not the little cheap thin joint.
Heavy rice.
Heavy rice, right?
Yeah.
Then you got anything with rice. So that's called Rice and Things. You can get
Rice and Things.
Chicken and shrimp.
Mm.
Chicken, shrimp, teriyaki.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour this. Pepper steak.
That's what I'm talking about. On the run eating. ARF. Y'all gotta relax. Thugged Out Thursdays, the podcast.
I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sellin' drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bang and mic boop with the wordplay. I teed up at my birthday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm jumpin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm smokin' the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Yo, y'all 2 minutes, this hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, I'm a trap. I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.